Senior representatives of the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations meet today in New York in an attempt to salvage a Middle East peace initiative. The so-called roadmap was introduced 6 months ago, but already it's in tatters amid continued violence between Israelis and Palestinians. Expectations for the meeting are low, in part because the four sponsors, known as the Quartet, disagree on policy toward Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. NPR's Vicki O'Hara is covering today's meeting. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Has this effort at peace in the Middle East, like so many others, failed already?
The United States and the other sponsors say they haven't given up on it, but it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Secretary of State Colin Powell is attending this meeting for the United States, and yesterday he said the U.S. still supports the concept of this peace initiative, but he says that if it's going to go forward, the Palestinians are going to have to form a government that the United States can work with. And in U.S. terms, that means a government that can take control of Palestinian security forces from Arafat and use them to crack down on militant groups that strike at Israel.
And do the other members of the Quartet disagree with that?
The Europeans feel that the U.S. approach to the problem is one-sided. This peace initiative came to a halt because of violence by both sides. Israel continued targeted assassinations of Palestinian militants, and Palestinians struck back with some really horrible suicide attacks. The Europeans complain that the United States gets tough with the Palestinians, but not with Israel, and they also don't support this U.S. policy of sidelining Arafat because Arafat, they say, is the elected Palestinian leader.
Now, Mahmoud Abbas resigned as Palestinian prime minister, partially due to a power struggle with Arafat, and his successor, Ahmed Kureya, is now trying to put together a government. Will that improve the situation?
The Bush administration indicates that it won't, unless Kureya can accomplish what Abbas could not, and that's to get control of security. A senior State Department official says that the U.S. is urging the other members of the Quartet to lean on Arafat to turn over the security forces to Kureya. But even if they did, Arafat has never been one to cave under outside pressure, and he sees control of Palestinian security forces as paramount to his survival.
Well, Israel wants to expel Arafat. Where does that stand?
At the moment, it's a threat. A State Department official says that Israel's foreign minister, Sylvain Shalom, told the U.S. yesterday here in New York that his government would consult with Washington before deciding whether to actually do it. The Bush administration says expelling Arafat would be counterproductive, yet just last week, the United States vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution that condemned Israel's decision to remove Arafat from the Palestinian territories. The U.S. said the language of the resolution was unfair to Israel. Other members of the Quartet say that's a good example of what's wrong with the roadmap. They say the U.S. isn't doing enough to make both parties live up to their responsibilities.
Is the Bush administration likely to keep the peace initiative alive?
That's a good question. President Bush staked a lot of political capital on the roadmap. He got personally and very publicly involved in the peace process with the Middle East summit. He welcomed Mahmoud Abbas to the White House. But the president has his hands full with Iraq, and he's also started his campaign for reelection. And altering his policy toward Israel could be very costly politically.
NPR's Vicki O'Hara in New York.